In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness.
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth?
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And thou forgivest the iniquity of my sin. O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, poor miserable sinner,
confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities,
with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temple and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings of death, of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinner for me.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office, as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God to all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord, thou hast been favorable unto thy land.
Thou hast brought back the captivity of Jacob.
Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people.
Thou hast covered all their sins.
Thou hast taken away all thy wrath.
Thou hast turned thyself from the fierceness of thy anger.
Turn us, O God of our salvation.
And cause thy anger toward us to cease.
Wilt thou be angry with us forever?
Wilt thou draw thy anger to all generations?
Wilt thou not revive us again?
That thy people may rejoice in thee.
Shew us thy mercy, O Lord.
And grant us thy salvation.
I will hear what God the Lord will speak. For he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints.
But let them not turn against his folly.
Surely his salvation is nigh them that fear him.
That the Lord may dwell in our land.
Mercy and truth are met together.
Righteousness and peace have kissed each other.
Truth shall spring out of the earth.
And the righteousness shall look down from heaven.
Yea, the Lord shall give that which is good.
And our
righteousness shall go before him,
and shall set us in the ways of his steps.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
Amen.
A reading from Isaiah chapter 2. In those days the prophet Isaiah spoke, saying, It shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow to it. Many people shall come and say, Come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, and we shall walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations and rebuke many people. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. O house of Jacob, come and let us walk in the light of the Lord our God. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Thanks be to God. Our reading from Isaiah chapter 7. In those days the Lord spoke to Ahaz, saying, Ask a sign for yourself from the Lord your God. Ask it either in the depth or in the height above. But Ahaz said, I will not ask, nor will I test the Lord. Then he said, Hear now, O house of David, is it a small thing for you to weary men? But will you weary my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Curds and honey he shall eat, that he may know to refuse the evil and choose the good. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Our reading from Luke chapter 1. At that time, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also, that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God nothing will be impossible." Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." O Lord, have mercy upon us. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. What does this mean? I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord, or come to him. But the Holy Ghost has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith, even as he calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth, and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one true faith, in which the Christian church daily and richly forgives all sins to me and all believers, and will at the last day raise up me and all the dead, and give unto me and all believers in Christ eternal life. This is most certainly true.
Thank you.
mercy and peace be to you from God the Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The first reading teaches us that the Lord calls all peoples to himself through his word. The other two readings show us different responses to the word of God and the Lord's Christ. The word came to King Ahaz, but he didn't believe. He was from the house of David, but not of the same faith as David. He even declined the Lord's offer to ask a sign by which God would confirm his word and faithfulness. Who would dare refuse the Lord? God didn't owe this sign or anything else to Ahaz. He doesn't make this offer to everyone, or really anyone. It is very rare, if not unique. Ahaz did nothing to deserve the offer of picking a sign. It was given entirely by grace. He should have believed the word of God without the sign. His refusal to ask for a sign when God offered is almost beyond comprehension. The creator of the heavens and earth condescends, seeking to prove himself to you, and you respond by declining. Worse than that, Ahaz responds with false piety, saying, "I will not ask, nor will I test the Lord." It is only out of mercy and forbearance that the Lord didn't kill him right then and there for it. Ahaz refused to ask for a sign, so the Lord himself names the sign, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." The word of God also came to Mary. "Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary believed every word that came from the mouth of God. For she asked in faith how this would all happen, since she hadn't had conjugal relations with a man. This is quite remarkable. There are other impossible pregnancies in the Bible, and yet the faith of Mary shines brighter than that of other unlikely parents. For example, Abraham was promised a son, and he in part believed the promise, but he and his wife Sarah didn't think it was possible for them to have a child. So he had a son by her servant Hagar. Then when the Lord reiterated his promise and specifically said that he would have a son with Sarah, she laughed at the word of God. So too, Zechariah was told that his wife Elizabeth, old and barren as she was, would give birth to a son. He didn't believe it. And with his lips, he questioned the word of God that came through the angel Gabriel. The Lord made Zechariah mute until John was born, a fitting but merciful chastisement for Zechariah's unbelief. But Mary believed the word of God given to her through Gabriel and rejoiced in God her Savior. Mary was given an answer to her question about how it was possible for her to become pregnant without a man. For the angel said, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also, that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God." Mary was also given a sign of God's mercy and faithfulness, for Gabriel continued saying, "Now indeed Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her who is called barren, for with God nothing will be impossible." Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." This is the kind of faith we need. Faith that is humble before God, hears the word of God with gladness and believes it. This faith is uncommon. So many think so very little of the Word of God. They question it at every turn. They insist it fit into their worldview and accommodate their sins and vices because they do not fear God like Mary, but love themselves and are ruled by their passions and flesh. For example, consider how many people claim to be Christians, yet don't want the marriage and chastity that God calls us to by His Word. They want to live sexually immoral lives, fornicating, cohabitating, watching pornography, and even committing acts of homosexuality, and changing the bodies God made for them with surgery, and pumping them full of hormones. So too, despite the clarity with which God says He created the heavens and the earth, some insist that the Word of God make room for evolution under the pretense that it is science. Some want to make room for this ideology in the church, even though it is contrary and irreconcilable with everything God says about the origin of the world and where we come from. Some don't see the seriousness of this and say that it doesn't matter as long as we agree on Jesus and the Bible. Well, first and foremost, they just totally thrown out the inspiration and the authority of the Scripture. Second of all, we don't agree on Jesus and the Gospel with those who deny creation. For the Holy Spirit caused St. John to write his account of the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ by first talking about the Son of God and His work of creation. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. It is important that God created the heavens and the earth, and all that is in them, including and especially the creation of our first parents, Adam and Eve. When that is true, and it is, then we know who we are and to whom we belong. But evolution presents a very different identity. We need to know that we are made by God who loves us and are not the result of chance, coincidence, or some cosmic mistake. It is telling that evolution not only does not fit with the account of creation in the Bible, but is pushed most aggressively by those who hate God and have no serious regard for the Holy Scriptures. We need the kind of faith that Mary had, but most don't love the Lord and His Word as she did. Of course, there are rank unbelievers all about us, but we too think too little of the Lord and His Word. Many of the baptized miss the divine service and Bible study as though it is of no real consequence, but they are missing the Lord's Word. Others, who are physically present for the preaching and teaching of God's Word, are bored by it, hold it in low esteem, joke and laugh about it, don't want to learn anything from it that they don't already know, and at the end of the year, they know just as little as they did before. Their children learn to despise God's Word from them, even though their parents came to church and brought the children. It is because the children see how their parents regard the Word of God as unimportant and hearing it as drudgery. In similar fashion, we have Bibles, hymnals, and catechisms in our homes, but most rarely, if ever, use them. Is any of this so much better than Ahaz's disregard for the Lord's Word, or Sarah laughing at it, or Zechariah questioning it? Contrast this with Mary. She hears the Word of God. She was young. She was betrothed and no doubt looking forward to having a family in the natural way. And now all of that was upended by the Lord and His Word. Yet she isn't bothered by it. She receives it with gladness. She embraces the Lord's will completely and fully without regard for herself and her plans. When she heard the Word of God, she did not balk at it. She didn't talk to Joseph before saying, "Let it be to me according to your word." She didn't consider the culture or what others would think of her. She held firmly to the word of God as she received it. She didn't know whether Joseph would believe her, but it didn't matter to her because she loved God more than Joseph. If he didn't believe her and she did indeed become pregnant, what would become of her? Would she be stoned for seeming adultery as the law said? Who of her own family and friends would believe her? It is quite a fanciful tale to say, "I became pregnant without the help of a man." She didn't consider any of that because she loved God and treasured his word. God didn't make the same offer to Mary as he did to Ahaz. God didn't let Mary pick a sign, but God gave her something higher than what anyone might dare ask. She and her son are the fulfillment of the scriptures and the sign the Lord promised Ahaz. The Lord also gave Mary another sign that she didn't ask for. Her old and barren cousin Elizabeth was already in the sixth month of her own pregnancy, confirming the word that Gabriel spoke. Oh, what joy these two women must have shared together when Mary visited. Two pregnancies, neither of which seems possible to men, and yet the Lord did it, because all things are possible with him. He even opens the womb of the barren and of virgins. These pregnancies are distinguished from others beyond the circumstances of their conception and the impossibility of it all. The sons of Elizabeth and Mary are different because of their offices and work. John is the long foretold prophet to prepare the way of the Lord. Jesus is the Lord, the very Son of God, whose way John prepared. The Father's only begotten Son did more than condescend in permitting Ahaz to ask for a sign. He condescended by coming down from heaven and entering the creation that we have corrupted by our sin. He came, but not in great power and might, as is fitting for the God of heaven and earth. He came in humbleness and meekness and weakness, even as the babe of Bethlehem. There in the manger is a baby, but not just a baby. There we see the face of God, a truly holy child and perfect man, unlike all the sons and daughters of Adam. Jesus had no sin of his own, but was completely righteous and deserving of every honor, and yet he took the lowest place, not only in the stable rather than the house or an inn, but on the cross to rescue us from our sins. This is why at his birth he is named Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. It is the same name as Joshua in Hebrew, which means Yahweh, or the Lord saves. Jesus is named this way not only because of the command of God, but because of his office and salvific work for us and the men from all nations. He is also called Emmanuel, which means God with us. Indeed, the Son of God has come down from heaven and dwelled with men. This is exactly why John, sinner that he is, but full of the Holy Spirit, leaps in the womb when Mary comes near carrying Jesus to him. John leaps for joy at the presence of Jesus and worships him because he is the Son of the Highest and the Savior of the nations, finally come just as the Lord had long promised. John was already pointing to Christ, even though he hadn't seen him yet. But when he did, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Therefore, our hearts must also leap for joy at the presence of Christ and delight in hearing his word. We must do as the liturgy says and lift up our hearts and rejoice in God our Savior as he comes to us in the Lord's Supper. We have that sign of all signs before us again this evening. So do what the Lord says. Take and eat. Take and drink. For he also says, "Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood, I will raise him up at the last day. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Take and eat the body of Christ given for you. 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 Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless and keep you. The body of Christ given for 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 you. Take and drink the blood of Christ, shed for you, for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink the blood of Christ, shed for you, for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink the blood of Christ, shed for you, for the forgiveness of all your sins. The blood of Christ, shed for you, for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink the blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. The blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink the blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. The blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. The body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve your body and soul in life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless and keep you. Body of Christ given for 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 you. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless and keep you. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless and keep you. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless and keep you. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless and keep you. Body of Christ given for you. Take and drink the blood of Christ, shed for you, the forgiveness of all your sins. Love Christ, shed for you the forgiveness of all your sins.
blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Blood of Christ shed for you. Give and drink the blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink what Christ shed for you, the forgiveness of all your sins. Christ shed for you the forgiveness of all your sins. What a Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins.
The body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve your body and soul for life everlasting. Depart in peace.
O Lord,
have mercy upon us.
O Christ,
have mercy upon us.
O Lord,
have mercy upon us.
O Christ,
hear us.
O God, the Father in heaven,
have mercy upon us.
O God, the Son, Redeemer of the world,
have mercy upon us.
O God, the Holy Spirit,
have mercy upon us.
Be gracious to us.
Spare us, good Lord.
Be gracious to us.
Help us, good Lord.
From all sin.
Good Lord, deliver us.
From all error.
Good Lord, deliver us.
From all evil.
Good Lord, deliver us.
From the crafts and assaults of the devil.
Good Lord, deliver us.
From sudden and evil death.
Good Lord, deliver us.
From war and bloodshed.
Good Lord, deliver us.
From sedition and rebellion.
Good Lord, deliver us.
From lightning and tempest.
Good Lord, deliver us.
From all calamity by fire and water.
Good Lord, deliver us.
And from everlasting death.
Good Lord, deliver us.
By the mystery of your holy incarnation.
Help us, good Lord.
By your holy nativity.
Help us, good Lord.
By your baptism, fasting, and temptation.
Help us, good Lord.
By your agony and bloody sweat.
Help us, good Lord.
By your cross and passion.
Help us, good Lord.
By your precious death and burial.
Help us, good Lord.
By your glorious resurrection and ascension.
Help us, good Lord.
And by the coming of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter.
Help us, good Lord.
In all time of our tribulation.
Help us, O Lord.
In all time of our prosperity.
Help us, O Lord.
In the hour of death.
Help us, O Lord.
And in the day of judgment.
Help us, O Lord.
We poor sinners implore you
to hear us, O Lord God.
And to rule and govern your holy Christian church.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To preserve all pastors and ministers of your church in the true knowledge and understanding of your wholesome word and in holy living.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To put an end to all schisms and causes of offense.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To bring into the way of truth all such as have erred and are deceived.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To beat down Satan under our feet.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To send faithful laborers into your harvest.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To accompany your word with your grace and spirit.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To raise up those that fall and to strengthen those who stand.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
And to comfort and help the weak-hearted and the distressed.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To give all nations peace and concord.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To preserve our country from discord and contention.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To give to our nation perpetual victory over her enemies.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To direct and defend our president and all in authority.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
And to bless and keep our magistrates and all our people.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To behold and succor all who are in danger, necessity, and tribulation.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To protect all who travel.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To preserve all women in the perils of childbirth.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To strengthen and keep all sick persons and young children.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To set free all who are innocently imprisoned.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To defend and provide for all fatherless children and widows.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
And to have mercy upon all men.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To forgive our enemies, persecutors, and slanderers, and to turn their hearts.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To give and preserve to our use the fruits of the earth.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
And graciously to hear our prayers.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
O Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
O Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world.
Have mercy upon us.
O Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world.
Have mercy upon us.
O Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world.
Grant us your peace.
O Christ.
Hear us.
O Lord.
Have mercy upon us.
O Christ.
Have mercy upon us.
O Lord.
Have mercy upon us. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we implore you to hear our prayers and to lighten the darkness of our hearts by your gracious visitation. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
God of peace, sanctify us wholly and preserve blameless our whole spirit, soul, and body until the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen. Amen.